We started discussing the Brisa and Daf Lamed in Tainis. The Brisa says, "Kol mitzvos hanogos b'avil nogos b'tisha b'av." All the halachas that apply to an avil toch shiva apply in tisha b'av. One of these halachos is that it's also to learn Torah on tisha b'av. Also, likos b'tarn avim aksuvim v'lishnos v'mishnah v'talmud b'medrash etc. Avil kori hu b'makom she'eno rogel likos v'shenu b'makom she'eno rogel lishnos. The Brisa says that one is allowed, at least according to the Tanakhama, one is allowed to learn Torah in a place that he's not familiar, a tchum, an area that he's not familiar with. If he was learning Gittin during the year, so to learn Taras would be mutter on Tisha B'Av, or to learn Kachim, or to learn Zerayim, or something that he's not familiar with, it would be mutter, because he's not familiar with that tchum. Says the Brisa, v'kari b'kinos b'iyov v'dvorim haroyim shebi'irmiyam. It's also mutter to learn things that are not so happy, not issues that are so happy, sad in yonim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afin Akar B'Makom Shana Ragalishnos, Shana Ragalikros, Veno Shana B'Makom Shana Ragalishnos, Avokari Hu Be'iov, Vekinos, Vedvarim Haroim Shevi'irmiya. Rabbi Yehuda argues with the Tanakama, Rabbi Meir, in terms of the first issue, whether you could be Kar B'Makom Shana Ragalikros, but he agrees with the second point. He says, Bedvarim Haroim Avadetz Mutter. Mishim Shenemer, Pikudi Hashem Yishar Misam Chilev. This is the Brisa in Tainis. So the feeling that you get is that since the Brisa says Kol mitzvos hanogos b'avil nogos b'tisha b'av, it starts by saying that there's this comparison between avil and tisha b'av, then the details of the halachos of the Issa Talmud Torah and tisha b'av should apply to avil as well. So if we find on tisha b'av that there's a heter of devarim haroim to learn sad things, so l'gabi avil there should be such a heter as well. And yet the Gemara in Mori Kotna Daf Chaf Aleph, which describes the Isser, the surim of an avil, it mentions Vasilikos Bitarnavim Aksuvim Velishnos Bemishnah Bemedrish Bahalochos Bishas, etc. Doesn't mention any heter of Devarim Haroim whatsoever. Which is quite fascinating. It seems to be a split between Avel on the one hand and Tisha B'Av on the other hand. This problem, this issue, the fact that Devarim Haroim are mentioned as a heter in Tisha B'Av and not in Avel, is an issue which the Rishonim grappled with. There are some Rishonim that claim because it's not mentioned Lagabe Avel, maybe there's a split. It's talk of what's mashma from the Rambam. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Hilchos Tainios Perakei Halacha Yud Aleph, mentions that there's a heter of Devarim Haroim. He has to mention that Devarim Haroim Amutar and Tisha B'Av, it's Docha Brais in Tainis. But in Hilchos Avil Perakei Halacha Tezayin, the Rambam doesn't mention the heter of Devarim Haroim when it comes to Avil. And this as well is quoted in Tosis there in Moikot Madav Chof Aleph in the Ramaskal Va'osar, B'Shem. The Re felt that there was no heter of Devarim Haroim when it came to Avil. Obviously, the Re is medayik from the fact that the Gemara in Moed Katan doesn't mention Devarim Haroim as a heter lagabi Avil. So, Mistama, the reason is because there's a distinction to be drawn between Avil as opposed to Tisha B'Av. Rabbeinu Tam, though, disagreed. Tosfos quotes the Rabbeinu Tam at the beginning of Tosfos. He said, it's interesting, Rabbeinu Tam, in the beginning of his life, felt like the Re that there should be a chilul between Avil and Tisha B'Av, but then Besof Yomav, right? What's the lashon? Bimezik nuso chazar. It's not so bad to relearn the sugyas, and sometimes you come up with new things. Rabbeinu Tam changed his mind. He was matir bimezik nuso in his later years. He was matir the Avil to learn Devarim Haram, just like on Tisha B'Av, there's a heter of Devarim Haram. Why did he say that? It's poshut, he says. Because the Bryson Tainis says that Komisus Hanogos B'Avil Nogos B'Tisha B'Av. The Brisa compares Avil to Tisha B'Av. So if there's a heter of Devarim Haroim for Tisha B'Av, so by an Avil it has to be the same heter. If not, what's the comparison? What's the svar behind these two shitas, whether Devarim Haroim should be mutter for an Avil or not? So Lachara, the answer, and this is what some of the Achronim write, the Rav I think suggested this as well, but others have jumped on the bandwagon, others explain in a similar fashion, that you got to look at what the mokar for the Yisr of Talmud Torah is. You look for the Yisr of Talmud Torah by an Avil, the Yisr of Talmud Torah in Tisha B'Av. If you understand what the mokar is, then you'll understand why Devarim Haroim might be mutter for one and not for the other. Or maybe it'll be mutter for both. What's the mokar for the Yisr of Talmud Torah? So when it comes to Tisha B'Av, the Brisa tells you what the Yisr is based on. It's based on Pekuli Hashem Yisharim Misam Chelev. Misam Chelev, that on Tisha B'Av we're not supposed to be engaged in Devarim Shel Simcha. And Talmud Torah is something which is Misam Chelev. So therefore, there's an issue of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av. This perhaps, in fact, is why Rabbi Meir, the Tanakam of the Brisa, felt that Kori B'Makom She'eino Rogel Likros. Why is it mutter to learn something that you're not used to learning? A tchum, some area in halacha that you're not used to. If you never learn zroim, so to pick up zroim, it's totally new. It's difficult. So what that it's difficult? So Rashi says, v'asu likos b'tara d'chsibahu mesam chelev, b'makam she'enu rogel likos, d'kevin d'loyada, is like tzara. Says Rashi, the whole heder is because if you're not rogel likos in that area, it's like tzara, it's hard. You have the first couple of days in a sugya is difficult. To learn taras is difficult. After a couple of days, it becomes gishmak. But you got to get into it first. Tisha B'Av is only one day, so if you're only going to start up with something that's new, so it'll be difficult. So it's going to be mitzayir you more than it'll be mitzameach you. Yeah, there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There's a mitzvah to learn those in Yonim as well. But in terms of Tisha B'Av, if the whole issue of Talmud Torah is because it's mitzameach, it's not going to be mitzameach you so much on Tisha B'Av because it's difficult to get into something that you're not used to. Even though we don't paskin like the Tanakhama, we hold that even b'makom she'eino rogel likos it's osir, but that svara still is somewhat true. That Islay Tzara, the whole heter is based on the fact that Islay Tzara, the Tanakhama assumes Islay Tzara, Rabbi Huda apparently assumes there's not such a Tzara, faked, maybe he has a simcha, it's something new, Tyrus, I never learned Tyrus, I never learned Zeram, I never learned Kachim, it's an opportunity, I'll learn something new. So maybe the machlokis is whether you have tsar or simcha if you're learning something new. First day in the shir. Is it tsar? Is the first day in the shir a source of tsar or is it a source of simcha? That's the machlokis. What's the opening day in shir? Is that a day of tsar or a day of simcha? But everyone might be agreeing that the whole discussion is focused on the fact that the Issur Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av is because of Misam Chelev, that on Tisha B'Av we're not supposed to be engaged in Dvarim Shel Simcha. Talmud Torah is the Dover Shel Simcha. Question is whether, if you're learning something new, is that going to be Mesameach you or not? But what's the marker that an Avel during Shiva is not allowed to learn Talmud Torah? The Gemara Moikon doesn't mention Mesam Chelev. The Gemara mentions something totally different. What am I referring to? The Gemara in Daf Tezvav and Aleph in Moikon says, what's the marker for the use of Talmud Torah for an Avel? Avel also be Divrei Torah. The Ka'ama Rachman Li Yecheskel Dom. The Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yecheskel, Hey Onek Dom, sigh quietly or cry quietly. We talked about this before. Yecheskel had a nevuah that his wife was going to pass away, and that was going to be a message that at the time of the Churban, so many people are going to die that no one is going to observe Avelus because it's just so rampant. No one's going to cry because it's so overwhelming that no one is going to observe Avelus. So that's the Musar Haskel Yecheskel was going to show them. So he was not knowing Avelus. He was knowing a little Avelus that people realized that someone passed away. But he wasn't knowing most of the Dini Avelus to show that Bizman HaChor, but most people are not going to be knowing Avelus because it's going to be just such an overwhelming Avelus and people are going to be so tzimished and so crazy with the Misa that's going on that people are not going to observe Avelus. So one of the things HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel not to do is he tells him to be dom, tells him to be quiet. So what does it mean, heyadek dom? So the Gemara Moikotin says that's a mokad, that he's not supposed to learn Torah. This was one of the things that Yecheskel didn't do to demonstrate to people that he really wasn't Avel, but he's not doing all the other dinim to demonstrate that there won't be Avelus at the time of the Churban. So this is actually one of the exceptions. I think Tosus points that out. This is one of the exceptions that this is one of the things Yecheskel did not do, meaning he did observe Avelus in this way. He didn't observe Avelus and a whole bunch of other things. He put on tefillin, even though an Avel doesn't put on tefillin, and he didn't cover his... He put on tefillin, he wasn't ma'at al-safam, he didn't cover his mouth, like the old Avelim used to. We don't have this kind of minig now. He didn't do a lot of different things, but Talmud Torah, Hitaka didn't do because he was observing Avelus. He wanted to show them he was an Avel, because if not, he wouldn't be teaching them anything. So Talmud Torah, since he was always also good Talmud Torah, and he wasn't learning Torah, so everyone asked him, what's going on? My high, you're not in the base medrash, was it? So then they realized that his wife had passed away, and he really is an Avel, but he's not observing Avelus. So they questioned him, you're not observing Avelus, what's going on? So he told them, this is what's going to happen, there'll be a Churban, and you're not going to observe Avelus either, etc. So from Heyaneg Dom, the Gemara Maikotin Darshins, that an Avel is also Talmud Torah. Heyaneg Dom, what happened to Misam Chelev? By Tisha B'Av, we don't use the Pasuk Dom, we use the Pasuk Misam Chelev, and by Avel, we use the Pasuk Heyaneg Dom, we don't mention Misam Chelev. So maybe that's the pshat, maybe that's why the Ri and the Rambam felt that the din of Talmud Torah by an Avel and by Tisha B'Av are different. And Tisha B'Av, since the whole makor for the Issa Talmud Torah is Mesamchei Lev, so Taka only Talmud Torah Shel Simcha is Asur. But if Dvarim Haroim, things which focus on sad events in Jewish history or sad halachos, Dvarim Haroim perhaps are not Mesamech in the same way. So if Dvarim Haroim are not Mesamech in the same way, maybe that's not included within the Issa of Talmud Torah. But since Lagavi Avel, the Issa is based on the Pasuk Hayon Egdom, that the Avel is supposed to be quiet, so being quiet includes Dvarim Haroim as well. Even if they're not Mesameh, but the reality is he's still talking Torah. So maybe that's why the Ri and the Rambam felt that the novel is Asur in Talmud Torah, even in Dvarim Haroyim, because he's got to be quiet. Hayaneg Dom is Marbe more. It's a more expansive Isser of Talmud Torah. Why is there this requirement on the Ovel? So some of you suggested in Seder that maybe the idea is that the Ovel has to stay focused on his Avelus. We discussed this at great length earlier. We said that Legabe Avelus Yishana, we find this idea that you're not supposed to be Mesir Das from the Avelus. Find that in terms of the Minig of Malacha, like the Bar Tanurim Sachem says. Rashi on Daf Chavteh says that the Yisr of Kibbutz and Shavuot Shechalba is based on that, that it's Nirik Mesir Baitom in Avelus. So this idea that you're not supposed to be Mesir Das from the Avelus, regarding the Avelus of Churban Beis Hamikdash, we do find. Regarding Avelus Chadasha, classical Avel, we don't find this idea of Beferish mentioned in the Rishonim. But some of you suggested maybe that's the idea of Dom. In fact, it's interesting. The Gemara Moed Katan on Daf Tezvav derives another halacha from Dom. Shela Shalom. An Ovel is not supposed to give Shalom. He's not supposed to say Shalom Aleichem to other people. From what? What's the makar? Hey, Anek Dom. You're learning two things from the same pasuk. The Yisur Shela Shalom and the Yisur Talmud Torah. How can we derive two halachas from the same pasuk? The answer is it's the Zel Bazach. It's the same thing. It means that the Ovel is not supposed to speak. Not supposed to speak. So what's the tsushta? What's the comparison? What's the common denominator between Shela Shalom and Talmud Torah? So maybe the answer is that if the Ovel is going to be speaking, he's going to have a conversation with other people, or if he's going to be speaking Talmud Torah, even if he's not speaking with other people. But the Ovel will be Mesir Das and Mesavelus. He might get so involved, either in Talmud Torah or in the Shela Shalom, that he's not going to stay focused on the Ovelus. Maybe that's the idea. Maybe that's why the Yisro Talmud Torah is more expansive for an Ovel than it is for Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Natam apparently disagreed. Rabbi Natam apparently felt that when it comes to an Ovel, Toch Shiva, the makor for the Issur Talmud Torah is the same as for Tisha B'Av. It's from a Samchei Leif. And in fact, that's what Tosus writes as well. Tosus in Moed Katan on Daf Chaf Aleph. The Ri brings a raya from the fact that it says Heyonek Dom. The makor for the Issur Talmud Torah by an Ovel is from Heyonek Dom. So you see that the makor by an Ovel is different than the makor for Tisha B'Av. This should be a split between Ovel and Tisha B'Av. It says Tosfos, that's not a raya. There's an easy way to reject that raya. He says, Hayoneg Dom might just be a Gilim Milsa B'Alma. Hayoneg Dom is just a pasuk that reveals that an Ovel is also B'Talmud Torah. It doesn't tell you what the Geder Hadover is. It doesn't tell you what the nature of the Isser is. Maybe the nature of the Isser really is based on Mesamchei Lev. The Talmud Torah is a Dover Shel Simcha. The Ri and the Rama wanted to say, no, Hayoneg Dom tells me that the geder ha-issa for an ovel is different. The fact that the mukar is different tells me that the nature of the issa is different. The Tosa says, that's no raya. Hey, an egg dumb, I just be a gilim osubiyama, that an ovel is also b'talmud Torah, but it doesn't tell me what the nature of the issa is. To figure out what the nature of the issa is, you got to go back to the Brisa and Tainus. Kol mitzvah ha-nogos b'ovel, nogos b'tisha b'av. The Brisa compares Ovel Toch Shiva to Tisha B'Av. So if the Brice over there says the Mokka for the Yisro Talmud Torah and Tisha B'Av is Mesamchei Lev, so by an Ovel Lachar, that's also the nature of the Isser. Even if the Mokka is Heyonek Dom, but the nature of the Isser could be Mesamchei Lev. So this could be the Machlokas HaRishonim. Whether we say that Dvarim HaRoyim HaMutar for an Ovel Toch Shiva or not might relate to what the nature of the Isser is. If you say it's based on Heyonek Dom, so then Dvarim HaRoyim could be included, because it's a more expansive Isser. That if you say that really the Mokar is from a Samchei Lev, so then it's no more expansive than Tisha B'Av. It should be exactly the same. Only Dvarim Shel Simcha should be Asur. Anything which is not Shel Simcha should be Mutar. These ideas can help us explain an interesting question that perhaps you can ask on the Shach. In Shulchan Aruch and Yoredeya, in Simen Shin Pei Dalet, where the Shulchan Aruch brings the Isser Talmud Torah for a Novel Toch Shiva, so in Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch just passed it, then an Ovel is also B'Talmud Torah. But the Shach in Sif Katan Aleph gives you the Makkah. What's the Makkah that the Shach quotes? Anyone? Mesamchei Lev. Shach says, the Chsif, Pikud Hashem Yishar Mesamchei Lev. That's why an avel is also b'tamei Torah called Shiva. So why does the Shach call Pikud Hashem Hashem Samchei Lev? Let him call the pasuk in Yecheskel, Heyonek Dom. That is the Makkah, the Gemara Mar Katan, and talking about Avil, doesn't call Pikud Hashem Hashem Samchei Lev. So what's the Shach doing? So the answer probably is that the Shach knew the rest of the Mechaber, and he realized that the Mechaber in Sif Dalet is going to say what? Does the Mechaber pass in the Devarim Harayim a Mutta for an Avil or Asa for an Avil? What's the answer? The Mutta for an Avil. The Mechaber in Sif Dalet says, Avil Mutta likos be'yovel v'kinos v'dvarim harayim shebe'yirmiya. So since the Shach knew that Devarim Harayim, the Mechaber is going to pass in the Devarim Harayim a Mutta for an Avil, so what's the mukker? It doesn't matter what the mukker for the Issa Tamatar for Novel is. The question is, what's the gether hadavar? Is the Isser Usser because of Hayonek Dom that the Ovel has to be quiet? Or is the Isser really an Isser of Misam Chele that the Ovel can't be engaged in Dvarm Shel Simcha? So says the Shach, I'll tell you what the answer is. The Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, must assume that the Isser is based on Misam Chele. And that's why he says that Dvarm Harayim are going to be mutter. So that could be why the Shach actually mentions Misam Chalev, even though Hayoneg Dom seems to be the mocker that the Gemara in Mar Cotton has. Are you?
I don't know how it'd be based on one puzzle, but the mocker is.
We're going to get to that in a moment. I'm going to get to that. That's an excellent question. What do you think about the following issue? Should it be mutter for an oval to be Mahara with the Ver Torah? To think about the Ver Torah. Not to speak it. To think about the Ver Torah. What do you think? What do you think about the oval thinking about Torah?
Less
Mesameach is here not going to be Mesameach? Oh, so the Shulchan Aruch Arachayim at Simitokuf Nun Dalet in Ilchas Tishabav, Siv Gimel. Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Ogur. The Ogur says that on Tishabav it's also to be Mahar B'Divrei Torah. Not only is it also to learn Torah, but it can't be Mahar B'Divrei Torah either. Why? Why should it be also to be Mahar B'Divrei Torah? So the Magen Avraham. In Sivkot and Hay, the Magen Avraham quotes from the Maril on page 3. Magen Avraham quotes from the Maril that even though Hir Hur Lav Kedibur Dami, the whole discussion in the third parak in Brochas we talked about last June, right? Connection between two June's months, right? So we talked about last June the idea of Hir Hur, whether it's Kedibur Dami or not Kedibur Dami, how do we paskin? So the Maril says, even though we paskin that Hir Hur Lav Kedibur Dami, since the Isser to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av is Machmas Simcha, he says, and there is Simcha even Behirhor, because you're thinking in Torah. So thinking in Torah, you know, you walk into the base medrash and you see people, they're not speaking, they're just looking at the Sfarim and they're smiling. What are they smiling for? They're thinking about the cholent that they ate on Shabbos? No. They're thinking about the Talmud Torah, about the piece of Torah that they're learning. They're excited. They're reading a Brisker Rav or a Pchaim. They're reading a Pasuk in Chomish. They're reading a pasuk in Chumash and they're smiling because they're excited. So Hirhur claims the Maril can also produce Simcha. So if the Isser of Talmud Torah is based on Simcha, even if Hirhur lav kedibur dami, meaning even if you can't be yotze the mitzvah of Talmud Torah with Hirhur, or even if you don't say a brechas haTorah for Hirhur, there's a whole discussion about that. But there's certainly a Simcha in the Hirhur, so that's why it should be also to be Mahar HaBedivit Torah. This is what the Ogur says. So some want to suggest that for an Ovel Toch Shiva, you can raise a question. Is Hira going to be Asa for the Ovel or not? If you learn the Yisra Tamatar for an Ovel based on Masam Chilev, so Lechoria, in line with this Maril, what should come out is that an Ovel Toch Shiva should also be Asa to be Mahar B'Divrei Torah. What's the difference? If on Tisha B'Av, we assume that Masam Chilev tells me that it's Asa to be Mahar B'Divrei Torah, so an Ovel should also be Asa to be Mahar B'Divrei Torah because it's based on Masam Chilev. But someone has suggest that if the Yisra Tamat Torah for an Ovel is based on Hayonek Dom, that the Ovel has to be quiet, so if he's only being Mahar B'Divrei Torah, he's being quiet, so what's the problem? That's what someone has suggest. I'm not sure that that's true. And I'll tell you why. Because when we say that Hayonek Dom tells me that the nature of the Yisra for an Ovel might be different, according to the Ri, according to the Rambam, what we're saying is that the Yisra Talmud Torah for an Ovel is more expansive. No one's going to say that an Ovel is mutter b'dvarim shel simcha. We're saying even for dvarim haroim, even to learn dvarim haroim, which are not misameach, the Ovel is still awesome. No one would say that Dome is more expansive. It's going to expand the Yisra. But would anyone say that an Ovel is mutter b'dvarim shel simcha? Or not? So if you'll tell me that here her B'Divrei Torah is a davar shel simcha, even if the Ovel is not speaking, Mehecha Teisit should be mutter. So even though there are some svarim, I want to suggest that maybe if you learn that, hey, an egg dom is the real mukkah for an ovel tok shiva, so then here it should be mutter because he's not speaking. I'm not convinced, because based on us svara, what comes out is that, hey, an egg dom should expand the isser of tamatara for an ovel, not limit it, could expand it. So you could say it goes both ways. That's the cost of dom, he's supposed to be quiet. But to say that an ovel can engage in dvarim shel simcha, I think that's pilei ploim. So it seems much more mistaber to say that since hear her b'divrei Torah, we assume, is misameach as well, the ovel will also be osur in hear her. He might not be osur to be maharher b'dvarim haroim, just like on Tisha B'Av to be maharher b'dvarim haroim is going to be mutter, because that's not misameach. So the ovel might be osur even b'dvarim haroim, but he's not going to be mutter b'dvarim shel simcha, but what he will be is he'll be mutter b'dvarim haroim if he's only maharher, because then you don't have either. If he's only maharer, so the only reason to aser is based on simcha. If it's dvar maroyim, then there's no problem of simcha. So that's the only case that the ovel will be mutter b'tamutar. So there is one leniency for an ovel toch shiva. That's b'dvar maroyim if he's maharer. Because if he's maharer, so then there is no dom. I mean, there is a kiyum of dom. He's not speaking. He's being quiet. And al simcha, b'dvar maroyim, there's never an issue of simcha. So then that might be mutter for an ovel toch shiva. Yeah.
Don't you have that cool by Tisha B'Av also?
On Tisha B'Av, even if you'd speak, there would be a kula for Dvarim Harayim. The Chiddush is, even if you'll tell me that Hayon Egdom tells me that an Ovel is also B'Dvarim Harayim, but if he's only Maharer, since he's Mekayim, this concept of Dome, and Dvarim Harayim are not Dvarim Shal Simcha, so then it might be mutter for an Ovel Tol Shiva to learn those Inyonim Behir. Yes.
Why is it that an ovel has to be quiet?
So that's what you suggested in Seder, that maybe the idea is that it keeps him focused on the avelis.
And then this would be an afkamim, that you wouldn't be able to...
Right, so that's the problem. If you learn like that, so then how can he engage in dvarim haroyim behirah? He's still going to get distracted, right? Right. So I'm assuming in this comment that I just made that dom is to be taken literally. It means he's supposed to be quiet. He's supposed to be quiet. He's supposed to demonstrate that his life is different. He's supposed to demonstrate that his life is different. Normally a person's also with her. What does a person speak about? The ball game? He doesn't speak about the ball game. He talks about Talmud Torah. Adam la amal yula, la amal Torah. A person is born to speak about Talmud Torah. He's born to give shalom to other people as well. Urvim Abriyas. He's supposed to be friendly. But to speak stam about the news, sometimes it's important to speak about the news. I guess if you have to relax sometimes to speak about the ballgame is also important. You shouldn't do too much of it, but at least a little bit is okay. Right? Okay. So the Ovel perhaps is not supposed to be speaking too much because he's supposed to demonstrate, I'm different. These days are different. Shiva is different. So you went one step further, Bradley. You said, well, maybe the idea is so he shouldn't have a Hesach Hadas on the Avelus. He's not supposed to be speaking too much. Not so much that it should be different. Maybe you don't have to go so far. Maybe the pshat is he's just supposed to demonstrate that it's different, and that's a kiyum in the avelus, to demonstrate that he's pasha different. So as long as he doesn't speak in Talmud Torah, maybe that's okay. Okay. The final sticking point is the question Aryeh asked. Rabbi Natam holds that Hayoneg Dom, according to Tosfos, it's only telling me a Gili Milsa. Right? Rabbi Natam assumes, according to Tosfos, that Hayon Egdom is only a Gili Milsa that the novel is also B'Talmud Torah. What's the nature of the Issa? It's based on Misam Chilev. According to the Ri and the Rambam, no. Hayon Egdom is teaching me Nocha Halacha. It's teaching me an extra Halacha that even Dvarim Haroim are going to be also because there's this extra din that the Ovel has to be quiet. So that there shouldn't be a Hesach Hadas from the Avelos, or to demonstrate that his life is different. If you take Rabbi Natam's approach, that Hayon Egdom is only just a Gili Milsa B'Alma, so what do I need the Gili Milsa for? Why don't I say, look, I know that a novel is also in Dvarim Shel Simcha. Talmud Torah is a Davar HaMesameach, because the Pasuk says, Mesam Chelev, Bikudei Hashem Yishar, Mesam Chelev. So isn't it obvious that a novel should be also with Talmud Torah? Why do I need the Gili Milsa of Heyonek Dom, Tepuk Lev, from Mesam Chelev? What's Tosa saying? That Heyonek Dom is a Gili Milsa? What do I need a Gili Milsa for? So the Rav suggested that maybe Hayon Egdom, according to Rabbi Natam, is actually teaching me something as well. This, if you want to see, is in Shiuri Harav and Simon Chof. The Rav suggested, based on an interesting halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch Hinuchas Avelos in Yerideus and Shin Sadi Gimel Siv Gimel. Shulchan Aruch passes that an ovel can listen to Kriyas HaTorah. There is Kriyas HaTorah in the Beis Ovel. But yet, in Simon Shin Pei Dalet Siv Beis, it says that an ovel can't get an aliyah. He can listen to Kriyas HaTorah, but he can't get an aliyah. In Shin Sadi Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says that an ovel can listen to Kriyas HaTorah. But in Shin Pei Dalet, he says that an ovel can't get an aliyah. What's the chiluk? What does it matter? He's listening to Kriyas HaTorah anyway. What's the difference? So the Rav suggested the following. He says, maybe the reason why it's mutter for an ovel to listen to Kriyas HaTorah is because Kriyas HaTorah is part of the Seder Hayom. That's part of Tefillah. It's part of the Seder Hayom. This we know from Hilchas Tisha B'Av. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tavkuf Nun Dalid, in Siv Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that Seder Hayom is mutter on Tisha B'Av. You can recite parts of Torah that are part of the Seder Hayom. Mutter likos kol Seder Hayom, Parsha Sakarbonos, Umishna Sezel Makoman, Umedrash Rabbi Yishmael. You're allowed to be Korei the Seder Hayom, says the Mechaber. Quoting from the Ramban. So the Rav suggests that maybe the reason why an Ovel can listen to Kriyas HaTorah is because it's part of Seder Hayom. What's the head of Seder Hayom? It's also Talmud Torah, no? So the answer might be that if he's so Rogil Bekach, it's part of Seder Hayom, he doesn't get Simcha from Seder Hayom. That's certainly the simple understanding. That there isn't the same level of Simcha that one derives from Seder Hayom. That's normal. See, you derive Simcha from learning something new, learning something that's not part of the Seder Hayom, whether it's new or whether it's Chazara, whatever, but Talmud Torah, that's not part of the Seder Hayom. So that's why an Ovel is allowed to listen to Kriyas HaTorah since it's part of the Seder Hayom. Why can't he get an Aliyah? So the Rav suggested maybe there's a special issue. Maybe there's a special issue that the Ovel can't teach Torah to others. And to get an Aliyah La Torah, that's like teaching Torah to others. How is he teaching Torah to others? Well, he's reading from the Torah. But he's not reading from the Torah. There's a Balkari that's reading from the Torah. So the answer is, Bismanazeh, there is a Balkari who's doing the reading, but Midin Shomei HaKohanim, we treat it as though the Ola is really reading to the Tzibur. The Ola and the Balkari are one unit. The Balkari is simply reading for the Ola because people just didn't know how to read from the Torah, so we instituted that there should be a Balkari who should read for everyone. But the reality is the Ola is mitzarif to the Balkari. The Ola is making all of the brachas in the Torah, and Midin Shomei HaKohanim, we treat it as though he's the Balkari. So Alpidin, he's Melamed La'acherim. So maybe that's the idea. Even if Kriyas HaTorah is part of Seder Hayom, and it's mutter for a novel to engage in Seder Hayom, but to teach Torah to others, that he can't do. That's more. That's another level. Even if the basic Isser of Talmud Torah claims thereof is pushed aside, if it's only Seder Hayom, the basic halacha of Mesamchei Lev that should Aser and Ovel from learning Torah, that's pushed aside. The Isser of learning Torah Bein Olav, Ein Atzmo is pushed aside, if it's only Seder Hayom. But to be Melamed La'acherim, to teach Torah to others, claims the Rav, that's not going to be pushed aside, even if it's Seder Hayom. Because that's a special Isser. That's a special Isser. Where do we know the special Isser from? It's a briskevart. There's a new Isser here. Where did this come from? Says the Torah, you know, it says the Rav. You know where it comes from? Hayonekdom. Hayonekdom tells me that an Ovel in his relationship to other people has to be quiet. And that's exactly why Hayanekdom teaches me not only the Yisr of Talmud Torah, but it also teaches me the Yisr of Sheila Shalom. The Ovel can't have a relationship with other people. That's what Hayanekdom is teaching me. So just like he can't be Shaul B'Shalom Acherim, he can't teach Torah to others. That's what this extra pasuk is teaching me. The real Yisr of Talmud Torah, Rabbeinu Tam will say, is from Misam Chilei, that the Ovel can't be engaged in Yonim of Simcha. But Hayanekdom is telling me that there's nochen Issa, there's another Issa that the Ovel, even in Dvarim that would not be included in the Issa of Talmud Torah in general, either Dvarim Haroim, let's say, or even Seder Hayom, they're not Mesameach Kol Kach, it doesn't matter, but you can't be Melamed Lachem, you can't teach others because he's supposed to be Dom, he's supposed to be quiet. So what comes out is that even if you take Rabbeinu Tam's approach, that an Ovel is mutter to learn Dvarim Haroim, an Ovel is mutter to learn Dvarim Haroim because it's not Dvar HaMesameach, and Rabbi Notam assumes that the basic Isser of Ovel B'Talmud Torah is from Mesamchei Lev. What should come out according to this is that an Ovel will not be able to teach other people the Dvarim Haroim because that's not based on Mesamchei Lev, that's based on Hayanekdom. And even if it's mutter for the Ovel to learn Bein Olav Ein Atzmo things which are not going to be Mesameach, like Seder Hayom, or Dvarim Haraim, but to teach Torah to others, even B'Dvarim Haraim, Lechar should be us. Lechar should be us. But let's be careful. That's talking about Ovel. How about Tisha B'Av? Should be mutter to teach Torah to others on Tisha B'Av, according to this Yesod of the Rav? On Tisha B'Av, according to the Rav, one could suggest that maybe it's mutter to teach Dvarim Haraim to others. Because why is it Asa for an Ovel to teach Dvarim Haraim to others? It's because Heonek Dom tells me this is a special Issa for an Ovel. But since Heonek Dom is a Pasuk Legabi Ovel and it's not by Tisha B'Av, so putting two and two together, if the whole Issa of Tamatar for Tisha B'Av is because of Misam Chilev, so not only should it be mutter for everyone to learn Dvarim Haraim, it should be mutter even to teach Dvarim Haraim as well. That's not so clear. I mean, Misvar would say it's 100%. The Magen Avraham happens to disagree. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tavkuf and Dalitz of Cotton Bays says that even on Tisha B'Av it's also to teach Dvarim Haraim to others. So apparently the Magen Avraham assumes that even if Heyoneg Dom is only said Legabe Ovel, but somehow when Chazal instituted an Isser Talmud Torah for Tisha B'Av, they patterned it after Ovel, Komitzus Hanogos B'Avel Nogos B'Tisha B'Av. So they took Heyoneg Dom by Ovel and they applied it to Tisha B'Av. So it comes out that this extra Isser to be Melamed L'Acherim will apply to Tisha B'Av as well, even if Me'ikar Adin, maybe the basic Isser should only be one of Simcha. Yes?
So how does that apply to Lane Tisha B'Av?
Right, so then it will come out very strange. So if you hold, if the Magen Avraham subscribes to the Rav's notion that getting an Aliyah is like being Melamed L'Acherim, so then we don't understand how can there be a Kriyas HaTorah on Tisha B'Av, but some people are going to be Melamed L'Acherim. Yeah. I guess the Pshat, there are one of two possibilities. Either the Magen Avraham will not agree to this point of the Rav. Okay, that's one point. The other could be that the need for Kriyas HaTorah will force the Chachamim to say that there's a dispensation for the Yisrael Talmud Torah. In other words, in the case of an Ovel, the Ovel doesn't have to get an Aliyah. You can give the Aliyah to someone else. Even though the case of the Shulchan Aruch is where there's no other Kohen, the Ovel is the only Kohen in Shul. Okay, so you don't have a Kohen. You can give Yisraelim the three Aliyahs. You don't have to give an Aliyah to a Kohen. But if we're going to say that on Tisha B'Av, because of the Yisrael Talmud Torah Lamed Torah L'Acherim, you can't get an Aliyah, it'll turn out that you can't have a Kriyas HaTorah either, because no one's going to be able to get an Aliyah. So, right? So because you're going to be left with an absurd conclusion, so your conclusion has to be that Chazal were more lenient. They added this extra leniency. So even if you agree fundamentally to the Rav's Yisod that the Isser Melamed Torah L'Acherim is a special Isser which applies across the board, even to Dvarim that are not Shel Simcha, when it comes to Tisha, when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah and Tisha B'Av, you'll have to introduce some kind of leniency, some kind of dispensation. Aryeh.
What about the Chazan saying like some of the Karbonos out loud? Or like,
the truth is, even though the Shulchan Aruch does say that we say Karbonos, many of them are not to say Karbonos. The Chazan says Karbonos out loud. Since he's being Malamed L'Acherim by saying the Karbonos out loud, everyone is saying the Karbonos together. It's not the whole idea, the idea of a Kriyas HaTorah is that the Baal Koreh should be saying chalokim of the Torah to the Tzibur, before Hesia. The Tzibur is not reading. Tzibur is listening.
Can we say that Seder Yom Kippur Matir, the Isser of teaching on the, it says that Seder Hayom is
Rav's whole Yisod is that Seder Hayom is not Matir. It's Matir the Simcha, but it's not Matir to be Melamed L'Acherim, because that's based on a different
Moker. We're saying it's really only also Melamed L'Acherim because we're comparing, not really because it's based on Heonek Dom. Really,
because of Heonek Dom, no. And we're extrapolating from Ovel to Tisha B'Av. We're saying Tisha B'Av has the same thing that an Ovel has.
We're saying that we're just really comparing. It's not really based. The Isser of Melamed L'Acherim on Tisha B'Av is not really based on Heonek Dom. It's just that we have to compare.
What's it based on?
It's based on the fact that we have to compare Ovel and Tisha B'Av. Mm. So since we have to compare the two, that's the only reason why it's Asur Melamed L'Acherim is because we have to compare the two.
How can there be a Kriyas HaTorah on Tisha B'Av?
Yeah, but there's no positive of Heonek Dom by Tisha B'Av, so it can't be based on Heonek
Dom. But Chazal patterned Tisha B'Av after something. The Braisa says they patterned it after Ovel Tok Shiva. So if an Ovel Tok Shiva can't get an aliyah, so what does it matter that it's Seder Hayom? So Tisha B'Av should be the same. So I'm suggesting you have to have some kind of dispensation, because if not, then you're left with an absurd conclusion. Bradley.
The Bir Halacha that Rabbi gave us, it said that the Magen Avraham, he agreed with the Bach's understanding that teaching is really the reason it's Isser to teach Ketanim, is because it's an Isser on the Melamed, the one who's teaching, and that's on Tisha B'Av. So too, you can say that it's a totally different din. That's where the din's coming.
The Magen Avraham made two comments. First, the Magen Avraham said that the Isser to teach to Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban is that there's a Simcha for the Melamed. But then he said, even if it's Dvarim Haroim, so you'd imagine, since there's no Simcha for the Melamed, because the Melamed could learn himself the Dvarim Haroim, so he's allowed to be able to teach Tinokos. So Kamash Malon, that's the last comment that the Magen Avraham has. Kamash Malon, it's still also to teach others. That's the addition. He says he still thinks that it should be also to be Melamed Torah Lachem, just like Legabe Ovel, there's an Issa to be Melamed Lachem. So there really are two levels to the Magen Avraham. Okay. Speaking of the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham in the Hilchos Tisha B'Av in Sivkot and Hay has another halacha. Magen Avraham says that even if Bidvarim Haroim it's mutter to learn, but you can't learn a drush or a kasha, some kind of iyun Bidvarim Haroim, because you're going to have simcha from that. So this statement of the Magen Avraham makes a lot of sense. If you assume that the whole heter of Dvarim Haroim on Tisha B'Av is because you're not going to be besimcha from learning Dvarim Haroim, Smistama, that means that you're reading the text, right? Bekriyas Dvarim Pshutim. You're simply reading the text, and that's it. But if you're going to learn some kind of kasho or teretz, that should still be aser. That's what the Magen Avraham in the second to last line there says in Sivkot and Hayv. Nearly the mehaytime aser lilmod ezo drush shel kasho v'teretz afilu b'dvarim harayim mipnei she simcha hu. It's a simcha. If the whole Isser of Talmud Torah is based on simcha, the Isser on Tisha B'Av is based on simcha, so lechora, even b'dvar marayim, it should be also to learn fancy Torah, brisket Torah. You can't give the shiurim on Tisha B'Av because this is too involved. That's what the Magen Avraham would seem to say. The Rav disagreed. The Rav felt, and he quoted Reb Chaim, who felt this way as well, that even b'dvarim harayim, it's mutter to be ma'ayim. Because he thought that the heter of Dvar Maram is not simply because it's a davar shel simcha, but it's because it's part of Seder Hayom. That's what the Rav suggested. This is in Shiurei Harav and Simen Chav Beis. The Rav suggested that maybe the heter of Dvar Maram is because it's part of Inyanei Tisha B'Av. It's a kiyum in the Avelus of Tisha B'Av, the Rav suggested. And he said, Reb Chaim felt that even to learn Be'iyun, but Dvar Maram should be mutter on Tisha B'Av. And he brought a raya. He said, look, the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Beis says what? Umutu lilmod medrash echa v'chein lilmod perish echa u'perish iov. Shulchan Aruch says that you're allowed to learn medrash echa. The medrash of echa, Megillas echa, and the medrash of echa has a lot of chidushim, said the Rav, and a lot of chidushim in how to understand echa. So don't you see that limud even ba'amkos, limud even be'iyun, bedvarim haram is mutter? I can't dvarav. So the Rav felt the fact that you're allowed to learn Medrash Eicha, not only the Psukim of Eicha, not just to read Eicha, to read Eov, but it sounds like you're allowed to learn even Medrash Eicha, so doesn't that tell me that even Limud Be'iyun is going to be Mutter? It's not so clear, because if you look in the Beis Yosef, Beis Yosef quotes the Rabbeinu Peretz, who says that you're allowed to learn Perish Eicha, but not Perish Eov. Because Perish Eov is Amok Tfeh, he says. So he says, Perish Eicha, yes, Perish Eov, no. Perish Eov is too Amok, it's too deep. Vamrinan Korin Dafka Avalinyan Svara Osim. You can read it, but you can't have, you can't be involved in Svara. Rabbeinu Peretz clearly seems to imply that it has to be Pshutan Shel Dvarim. You've got to keep it simple. Because if you make it more complicated, then you'll run into the Isser. He seems to be saying, like the Magen Avraham, that the problem of Talmud Torah is one of simcha, so you got to keep it simple. Because if you're going to make it complicated, so then you'll run into the problem of simcha again. It's interesting, because the Shulchan Aruch That's a quote to Rabbi No Peretz. The Shulchan Aruch says that you're allowed to learn Perish Eich and Perish Yiv also. Muta lilma merish echa, uperek eila magalchen, achain lilma perish echa, uperish iov. Not only perish echa, but perish iov as well. I'm not sure where the Shulchan Aruch got this from. Rabbeinu Peretz disagreed, and the Beis Yosef quotes the Rabbeinu Peretz. So, unless. I'm not sure. Unless the Shulchan Aruch is based on the next comment, the Maril. The Beis Yosef quotes from the Maril, who really does sound like the Rav. The Maril says, I don't understand the difference between Perish Yirmi and Perish Iov and the simple Psukim. He says, what are we talking about? Atu b'shuftani askinim? We're talking about people who are just going to be reading Iov? You're just going to read the Psukim of Iov? You're not going to understand a word of what you're saying. So you're just mumbling the words. Obviously, you're going to try to understand what's written there. So if you're going to try to understand what's written there, it's going to be a Davar Amok. It's not the same as reading Ashrei. It's not the same as reading Kriya Shema. You can be Yotzi Mitzvah of Talmud Torah with Kriya Shema. But reading Iov, I mean, what are you going to do? You're just going to read Iov. You're going to read the Rashi. You're going to read something to try to understand what you're reading. If not, you're stam reading. What's the point? So he says, you see that you're allowed to learn Be'iyun a little bit. And he brings an interesting raya. The Maril brings a raya from the Tanakhama, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, B'makom shena rogil likros. It's mutter, when it's allowed to learn Torah and Tisha B'av B'makom Shein HaRog Elikros. Why is that mutter? So the Maril suggests, you see from Rabbi Meir, that Kol Ma Shemitztar L'Lamdo Miskasha Tfei Odif. The harder it is, the better it is. The harder it is, the better it is. So if it's more difficult for you to learn, it's better. If the whole Isser is one of Simcha, when it's more difficult, like if it's a new Tchum, if you're learning something, a different area, so then it's even better. So he says the same should be true over here. You want to tell me that Dvarim Harayim are Mutter, but learning Be'iyun and Dvarim Harayim are going to be Asa? Why? Fakar, Iyun is more difficult than learning superficially. So if Dvarim Harayim superficially are going to be Mutter, Iyun should be even more Mutter. Because if you see that B'makom Shein HaRog Elikros, it's mutter. So even though we don't paskin like the Tanakhama, we say B'makom Shein HaRog Elikros is asur. But you see from the Tanakhama a fundamental yisod, that the harder it is, the better. Rabbi Yehuda happens to say that even B'makom Shein HaRog Elikros, it's not hard enough. But Iyun is very hard. So Iyun Avada should be mutter. If Dvarim Arayim, if the text that you're learning, Be'iyun, is mutter by itself, so Iyun shouldn't make it worse, the Maril says. It should make it better, if anything. So, maybe the Shulchan Aruch is mistamech, maybe he's relying on the Maril. That's his continuation. He quotes the Rabbeinu Peretz initially as saying, Davka perish Eicha, not perish Iyuv. Then he quotes Maril who says, I don't see what the difference should be. So maybe that's what the Rav meant, that the Shulchan Aruch is paskening like the Maril, not like Rabbeinu Peretz. Right, the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tovkuf Nun Dalid. Where was that again? Tovkuf Nun Dalid Sibes. Shulchan Aruch says, V'chein lilma perishecha uperishiyov. You're allowed to learn perishiyov too. So if you assume that you're learning perishiyov, it's complicated. So maybe that proves that you can learn Be'iyun. This question, whether someone who's observing Avelis can learn Be'iyun, is known as a Shiloh that the Birka Yosef raised. Birka Yosef was probably one of the first to raise this question. The Birka Yosef in Yoredei in Hilchos Avelis, he tells a story. He says, I went to be Menachem Mavel, one of the Gedolim, he says, and I saw he was learning Hilchos Avelis, Be'iyun Nimratz, Beino Levein Atzmo. He wasn't teaching anyone, but he was learning Hilchos Avelis, and whatever he was mechadish in the Shaklavatari or any halacha, he was writing. He was sitting there in the middle of Shiva, writing a sefer in Hilchos Avelis, basically, right? He was learning Hilchos Avelis, but even he says, and I was taken aback. This is the Birka Yosef, then page 2. He says, "V'li ha-hedyot lav shapir ovad." He says, "I the hedyot." The Birka Yosef was not such a hedyot, but I the hedyot. I think he wasn't doing properly. The Vada Kevin Shemamek Beiyuno Umachadish and Simcha Lebal Torah Gedolamizu. There's no greater Simcha for a Bal Torah. There's no greater Simcha for a Ben Torah than to be Mechadish and to be Ma'ayin. He says the only heter he thinks should be to learn Pshutei Dinim Ushmuos, and that's it. He says, like the Acharonim, right, like Abi Tishabav. So he concludes by saying, I told him what I said, Ukfar Gilisi Daiti Haktsara Lifne Misha Godol Haniskar Vishosakli. The Rebbe also says, I told this Godol what I thought, that I think it should be also to learn Be'iyun, because Fakart is even more Simcha. And the Godol didn't say anything. So I don't know if that meant that he agreed with him, or he disagreed with him, but he just didn't want to get involved in a whole discussion. Right. Right, not so clear. So the Rav would claim Reb Chaim would be mater. The Rav felt that... So I heard someone suggested that an Ovel, in certain circumstances, an Ovel might be mutter to learn Be'iyun, because the Ovel is an... If the Ovel is an istinus for Talmud Torah, he can't be without Talmud Torah, so just like an istinus is allowed to be Rochet, so someone should be able to learn Torah. I don't know if we have that kind of... level his man is that. I think the yesod is that if someone has to ask the question whether it's mutter, he's not such an istinus, right? If someone just can't avoid it, he can't hold himself back. Hold me back from the svarim, right? He can't be held back from the svarim. So, you know, okay, I don't know. If he's a godel enough that he can learn well, so he can pass in a shayla. But anyone who's going to be asking such a shayla, I would say that Reb Chaim and the Rav perhaps felt that it's mutter to learn be'i, and I think the general consensus of the poskim is that this probably should be avoided. Both in Ovel should avoid learning Torah B'Iyun, and on Tishba we should learn Torah B'Iyun. So I know of someone that in camp he would give a shir, in Hilchos Avelus. Apparently he understood it not like the Magen Avram, that one is allowed to teach Bidvarm Haroim, which is interesting, but he would keep it very simple. He'd give a shir and hilchas avelus to other people, but he'd keep it very simple. He didn't, you know, if anyone asked him a kasha, so he wouldn't go, he'd say, you know, well, we can't really talk about that now. So he'd keep it very simple. Why should he keep it simple? Because it could be that Be'iyun is a more significant type of Talmud Torah, and it does produce more simcha, and perhaps therefore it should be awesome. But it could be a question to teach even Bidvarim Haroim to other people on Tishba, as you mentioned before. The Magen Avraham seems to assume that one should not teach to others Bechlau. That's a separate issue, but I guess there's a question whether you're teaching or just reading. If everyone is reading together, so that's learning b'chavrusa, that's not called teaching. Teaching means the person doesn't know how to read themselves, so you're helping them. But if everyone is reading together, you're just going through the Shulchan Aruch or something, so I don't know if I would call that teaching Torah. You're learning b'chavrusa, so the chavrusa happens to have, normally to learn b'chavrusa with more than one person is difficult, right? People say they want to have a chavrusa of one-on-one, but if you have three is a crowd, four is certainly a crowd, six or seven is certainly a crowd, it's a double crowd. But maybe on Tisha B'Av it's not a crowd because people are not going to be they're not going to bottle. The whole reason why learning with more than two is a crowd is because people are going to bottle more. But on Tisha B'Av no one's bottling because no one's talking. They're not doing Shela Shalom, right? So they're just going to learn. So it's a chavrusa of six or seven people, maybe. Efshar, that's the answer. But to learn Be'iyun, maybe that's more of a problem. Okay. The final halacha that the Braisa there quotes about Talmud Torah is the Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban B'Teilin Bo. The Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban, the young children are batal on Tisha B'Av. They don't learn Torah. So why is that true? It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Why is that true? Why are Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban B'Teilin on Tisha B'Av? So this is a big machlokus in the poskim. Why is it that Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban B'Teilin Bo? The Magen Avraham in Tzivkot and Beis in Tov Kuf Nun Daled, and he's preceded by the Bach. Magen Avraham says, you know what the problem is? The problem is that learning Torah is a simcha for the tinuk. Learning Torah is a simcha for the tinuk. He says, especially a tinuk who doesn't understand what he's reading. So what hana does the tinuk really have? The ikar hana the tinuk has is from the reading itself, not from the understanding, from the reading. So he suggests that even bidvarim haroim it'll be usa to teach the tino. That's why tinoka shall be sarvim b'teilin bo. They have to be bottled. They can't teach them anything. Why can't teach them anything? So you're not gonna. So hilchas avelus is too complicated for them. But teach them a little eicha. Teach them something, something that relates to the day. Something sad. The answer is you can't teach them something sad because if you're gonna get them to read, the tinokos are gonna read. For them, they don't really understand what they're reading. They're not. They're just reading. They're into Aleph Beis. They learned how to read and they're so excited, you know, they're entering first grade and they love to read. So it doesn't really matter what they're reading. The reading itself is the simcha. So then it should be usur, even bidvarim haroim, to teach them. And that taka could be the lashon of the braisa. Tinoko shel beis rabban b'teilin bo, they're bottle, because you can't teach them anything. This is what the Bach and the Magen Avraham felt. The Taz disagrees, though. The Taz says, you know what the problem here is? It's not a problem that there's a simcha for a tinuk. Children, they're not happy with the learning. They don't get derived simcha from learning Torah. The simcha is the teacher's simcha. The teacher is going to be sameach when he teaches the tinokos. So the Taz says, according to that, it should be mutter to teach bidvarim harayim to the tinokos, because the tinokos never have the simcha. And the melamed, what simcha does the melamed have? Well, when he's teaching, it's like he's learning. But the melamed is allowed to learn dvarim harayim. So says the Taz, if he's allowed to learn dvarim harayim, he should be able to teach the tinokos dvarim harayim, because what's the problem? There is no simcha. That's an interesting nafkamina between the Magen Avraham and the Taz. According to the Magen Avraham, the impression you get is that since the simcha that we're talking about is simcha for the tinok, so since the tinok does get simcha if he is only of the age for reading, so such a tinok one would not be allowed to teach Devarim Haraim too. But according to the Taz, you would be able to teach Devarim Haraim to such a tinok, because the simcha we're concerned about is simcha of the Malamed. And since the Malami doesn't get simcha from Dvarim Haraim, we're assuming, because he's allowed to learn Dvarim Haraim Bein Olav Ein Atzmo, so he should be allowed to teach the Tinok as well. It's at first glance what you would say, but it's not so clear. Bradley, that's what you wanted to say?
Yeah, it seems strange, because
The fact is, the Magen Avraham himself says that even for a Tinok who does understand, and then you would say that Bidvarim Haraim, it should be mutter to learn, Shemutah for the Tinok to learn himself Bidvarim Haraim, so why should it be also for the Malame to teach him Bidvarim Haraim? The Magen Avraham says, but I told you, this is the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham concludes that there's a different issa, that you can't be Malame L'Acherim. So it comes out that according to the Magen Avraham, it's going to be also to teach the Tinokos anyway. Because even if we're talking about a Tinok who does derive simcha from the limud itself, not from the kriya, so then if he learns Devarim Haraim, he's not going to derive simcha because it's sad, but it's also to teach him anyway. The Magen Avraham might say it's mutter for the tinok to learn himself Devarim Haraim, but it will be also to teach him because of a separate issue. It's also to teach Torah to others on Tisha B'Av. Right? Do you hear what I'm trying to say over here? The way the Magen Avraham starts is by talking about a tinok who doesn't derive hana from havana. He's not up to the stage where he's understanding what you're teaching him so well. He's really up to the stage of reading. So in that case, the tinok derives simcha from the reading itself. So that's also to teach him even Devarim Haraim, because who cares that it's Devarim Haraim? So the topic, the content, is not going to be Misameach Latino. But the content never is Misameach Latino. The Tinok derives Simcha from the Kriya itself. So that should be also. But according to the Magen Avraham, what should emerge is that if we're talking about a child, let's say a child who's, I don't know, 9 or 10, who's beginning to understand what you're telling him, so then maybe it should be Mutter. You'd think it's Mutter to teach him Devarim Haraim, because the tinok then becomes the same as the malami, becomes the same as an adult, as a gadol, who is allowed to learn Devarim Haraim because it's not misamech as much. It's sad. You talk about Eov, you talk about the terrible story, you know, so he feels bad for that person. But according to the Magen Avraham, it's also to teach him anyway, even if it's not going to be misamech the person that you're teaching, and even if it's not misamech you, there's a separate issa to teach. So according to the Magen Avraham, it'll come out that it's also to teach him anyway. It'll be also to teach the tinok, either because the tinok is going to have simcha, or even if the tinok is not going to have simcha because he's a tinok of the age who appreciates the content, and if it's Devarim Haraim, the content is not misamech, but it'll still be also to teach him because of the separate issa. According to the Taz, there's no simcha for the tinok to begin with. So if there's no simcha for the tinok to begin with, kids don't enjoy learning. I mean, just go to camp, you'll see that. Even kids who normally enjoy learning, but in the summer, you know, people are not as into learning. I mean, it's a time for a break, so they're not as excited. So it's not the simcha for the tinok, it's the simcha that the malamed, the malamed sees this new opportunity. I want to get a summer job. I want to be a rebbe in the camp. Then he gets to the camp and realizes it's the hardest context to teach in. But so he's getting simcha from the topic, from the inyanim. He enjoys these inyanim, so he wants to teach it. So it's a simcha for him. But if you'll say that Devarim Haraim don't produce simcha, so it's mutter for the malame to learn himself. The Taz doesn't entertain any possibility that there should be some kind of extra issa to teach others. So what should come out according to the Taz is that as long as he's teaching Devarim Haraim, that should be mutter. Because for the Tinoch, there's never any simcha according to the Taz. There's only a simcha for the Melamed. But if Bidvarim Harayim, we assume there's no simcha, so then in such a case, he should be allowed to teach others. He should be allowed to teach these Tinochos. So it's interesting, because according to this, then the Brice is a little difficult. Because the Brice says, what, Tinochos shall be Sabbath B'Teilim Bo, but according to the Taz, it's not always true. It shouldn't be true. Why should the Tinochos shall be Sabbath B'Teilim Bo? Teach them to Dvarim Harayim. Taka, a little difficult according to the Taz. Yes?
What about the pleasure of teaching itself?
The pleasure of teaching itself. Vos meint das? You mean a person just enjoys teaching? Yeah, even if he taught chemistry, he'd have simcha.
Oh, no, even, no, Torah, so when you teach someone, first of all, yeah, that might be true, but...
But that's not what we're talking about, because misamche lev, chemistry is not misamech the lev. So apparently Torah is on a different level. It should be.
On a different level. So when you teach Torah, and then you see a young kid who now understands Torah and now is growing in Torah, so how it makes one misamech. What about just that's it?
Just the fact that the Tinoch is growing. Ah, you're such a heilig neshama, Bradley.
I thought teaching itself is I thought that was what the Isser was. That also goes with the Rav. Goes back to the Rav.
Not quite, because the Rav wants to say that to get an aliyah for Kriyas HaTorah is part of the Isser of teaching Torah to others.
Right.
I don't think people are gaining so much from hearing what the Kriyas hearing the Kriyas HaTorah. The Kriyas HaTorah say their Hayom. You're saying
that's why it's allowed. That's why it's allowed on Tisha B'Av and not when you're in Avel. It's allowed on Tisha B'Av, but you can't teach. That's the difference between the two. Because on Tisha B'Av, I thought the Rav said that
the Isser to get an aliyah is because there's a new Isser to be Melamed Torah L'Acherim. So that Isser to be Melamed Torah L'Acherim should apply Bein B'Av or Bein B'Tisha B'Av. No?
The Rav says it applies for Tisha B'Av. I thought the Rav said it doesn't apply. I thought we passed it and then it doesn't. The Gemara passed and said it doesn't apply for Tisha B'Av.
That what doesn't apply for Tisha B'Av?
Going up to the Torah. Going up and reading from the Torah, it does not apply to Tisha B'Av.
As I said, it doesn't apply to Tisha B'Av because Chazal Masakin a Kriyas HaTorah and Tisha B'Av is a Mestama. We're allowed to do that, but the Issa to be Melamed L'Acheim L'Chor should apply to Tisha B'Av. So if it's not in the context of Kriyas HaTorah, maybe there should be an Issa, like the Magen Avraham says, right?
Can you say that it
doesn't?
I'm saying that's the Issa that's Mesamchei Lev, because someone who teaches Torah will become happy. That's what I'm saying. It's a different thing.
Yeah, teaching.
So that's why it's not Isser. That's why it's not Isser when you're going.
Well, then
up
you're
to
back
the
to square one, because the whole Yesod of the Rav was to explain why do I need Hayonek Dom by Ovel? Why don't I need a new pasuk for? Just learn out of Mesam Chilev. So you're saying, Takitz the Isser to be Melamed Lachem is based on Mesam Chilev. So what do I need Hayonek Dom for?
Because then you can't even go up to the Torah to read. You can't do anything. That comes with so many other dinim by adding in Hayanek Dom.
So you're saying Hayanek Dom is only teaching me this new halacha that I can't get in Aliyah.
Not anything that say any kind of teaching at all. That may
I don't
not.
Know. It's an interesting idea. I'm not sure if we should go that far. I'm not sure. Yes.
So the Magen Avraham said that the reason why it's Asur Melamed Acherim is because of Hayanek Dom, right?
Right.
So doesn't the Taz, what is he use Hayanek Dom?
That's what we're suggesting.
Right. So what
the Taz would say that Hayanek Dom applies to a Avil, but it doesn't apply to Tisha B'Av.
It doesn't apply to Tisha B'Av. Well.
That's the Pashup Shad. It's a pasuk that appears like Abi Avil. It doesn't appear on Tisha B'Av. It doesn't appear on Tisha B'Av. So what you come out according to the Taz is that you would be allowed to teach Devarim Harayim to the Tinochos, and the Tinochos would be allowed to learn themselves as well. They'd be allowed to learn themselves as well. What do you mean? Why would they be learning themselves if they don't enjoy it? Let's say you give them an assignment. You say that you have to learn something. So according to the Magen Avraham, the Tinochos can't learn themselves because they derive simcha from that. Maybe if it's Dvarim Harayim and they won't derive simcha from it, so maybe it'll be mutter. But if they're not of the age, let's say they only enjoy the reading, you want them to practice. So you tell them, practice. So according to the Magen Avraham, that would give them simcha. It would be usher to get the Tinochos even to practice their reading. You want to get them something to do. They're running out. You're in the middle of saying kinos, and you want to get them to do something. So you say, you know, chazer over the first couple of aliyahs in whatever parsha we were doing, right? So according to the Magen Avraham, that would be mutter because the Tinoch, that would be usher, excuse me, because the Tinoch is going to derive simcha from it. According to the Taz, it would be mutter. Because the Taz claims the Tinoch never enjoys it. He's only doing it because he doesn't want to be disciplined. Because you're not going to give him whatever ice cream you're going to give on Tisha B'Av afternoon to all the kids, right? You know how it's done. So according to the Taz, there's no simcha that Tinuk is deriving from it, so it'll be motive for him to learn alone. This is what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha says, according to the Taz, it should be mutter for the Tinogos to learn alone, because they're not going to derive any simcha from the learning. But according to the Magen Avraham, it's not so clear. If we're talking about a Tinok of the age where he does derive simcha from the Kriya, so then having him read by himself might be a problem. Interesting. So what would emerge is that according to the Taz, it's a little bit difficult, because the Braisa says, "V'tinoko shal b'yisrael b'teilim," but why b'teilim? Let them read themselves. You can teach them Devarim Haroim as well. So why do we say b'teilim? What you have to say for the Taz is that Tinoko Shav Yisrav and B'teilim Bo just means that they're both from the regular Seder HaLimud. But if the Tinokos want to learn alone, or if you want to give them an assignment, you can do that. And if you want to teach them Devarim HaRoim, you can do that as well, because that's not the regular Seder HaLimud of the Tinokos.